Our next guest back on the show, but this time, for the first time since 2009, he is once again a Toronto Maple Leaf. And, of course, Smash Fest is coming up in our city. He is Dominic Moore. You were supposed to give us the scoop on this. I know this is Lou Lamoriello's world, but, yeah, we were supposed to break the Dominic Moore Toronto Maple Leaf signing. We didn't get to do that, but congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So how are you feeling about joining this team for a second time? Can you tell us what went into the deal? Was it a no-brainer for you to join this Leafs club?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, definitely the excitement is, you know, is hard to describe. I think, you know, you go through free agency and you want to find a place that's the right fit for a variety of reasons, and obviously, you know, the Toronto, coming back to Toronto where I'm from, but more importantly, to it, I think has an amazing chance to do some great things, some special things this coming year. I mean, I think what with the talent and skill level and what the coaching staff has done with this team the last couple of years, and the management kind of making, you know, Toronto this exciting team that has a lot of potential, and to be able to join that group for me is an exciting opportunity.
Oh, we were looking back. So when you played here, 07 to 09, and the teams were not great. But there's something to be said for personal success and fond memories. In 08-09, you had 41 points in 63 games. Now, that's, you know, by far a career season in terms of, you know, points per game and offense for you. I know it was a long time ago, but that must be somewhat fresh, having that much success in a city.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think for sure. I mean, having, you know, playing for the team that you grew up rooting for, and I think there's a passion there that I think can come through in your play. And I think that's definitely something that's, you know, not lost on me. I think it's an important part of the decision-making process. You want to bring that passion to your game, and it obviously comes a little bit more naturally when you put on the blue and white.
So you've been in the playoffs seven consecutive seasons ever since 09-10 with Montreal. In that time, you've seen the Leafs kind of go through some dark times. What has changed in your opinion? So you've played against them every year, and last year you're in Boston. Did you, when you come to the ACC, do you feel something different? When did that tide officially turn for you?
Well, as you said, it's been a number of years since I was a part of this organization, and not to, you know, put any negative spin on the way it was before, but, you know, coming in and meeting with Lou Lamoriello and Brendan Shanahan, and you know, for me, it's night and day, the difference in the organization. You know, it starts obviously at the top, and, you know, everything falls into place with the people that make the organization run. And obviously that's a huge part of the excitement of me joining this organization is the people that create the working environment there, you know, the coaches. And I think that everything on a daily basis comes down to the attitude that starts at the top. And I think that's, for me, an exciting thing to be joining.
Yeah, so you decide to come home. You're in a unique circumstance, Dom. You're 36 years old, and you're going to play a veteran role on this very young team. But we're always trying to analyze what the feeling is around the greater National Hockey League. Steven Stamkos, huge discussion last offseason about whether he would want to play in the media hotbed that is Toronto for this Maple Leafs team. And our belief, and I guess it's been validated by the lack of Toronto guys that have actually come back to play for this Leafs team, is that it's just too much for most people if they're playing a central role. What is your opinion on hometown guys playing for this Leafs team?
Well, it's always a question, of course, as you guys are saying. And to me, it comes down to personalities. You know, there's certain personalities that would thrive in the environment, and there's certain personalities that don't. And, you know, I've played with players over the course of the year, and you could kind of get a sense of whether they would or wouldn't kind of embrace that kind of opportunity. For me, personally, you know, growing up rooting for the Leafs and rooting for Doug Gilmore and, you know, watching those special playoff runs, I think, you know, the thought of being a part of, you know, wearing the blue and white in the playoffs and going through that as a player is kind of like living a dream come true. So to me, that's more what I would think about, but I think everyone's different.
Hey, you were a big signing. You signed on Canada Day, July 1st.
You're not a July 2nd kind of guy.
July 2nd?
No waiting.
They went and signed Patrick Marleau. And no offense, Dom, but yeah, you kind of slid to the second page of the sports section. What were your feelings?
For some of us.
Not
all of us.
What did you make of that signing?
Well, I was extremely pumped when that news broke, for me, I had briefly played with Patrick in San Jose, so during that short time, got to know him pretty well. I spent a good amount of time with him. I felt like he was a guy that I could really connect with on that team, and I have a ton of respect for him. He's just the most humble and hardworking guy, and for all the accolades and accomplishments he's got, he's pretty impressive in terms of his diligence and humility that he carries every single day. So there's a guy that, number one, I think is an incredible asset to the team. And so, hearing that he's joining the team was just, you fist pump at that in terms of the help that it's going to provide to the team. And number two, just to have a guy that you can connect with and is also something that was exciting.
Now, we all know why you signed here. It's because the star power that you'll now be able to wield for Smashfest, which returns to our city Thursday, July 20th. Since 2012, you've raised over $500,000 with this table tennis tournament. It's great. It's the Steam Whistle Brewery, smashfest.ca. Are we going to see a little more, and I know you're keeping it kind of more secret this year, are we going to see a little more Leafs content or some of the kids? Is Lou going to be swinging a paddle? What do you got planned?
Give us. Yes. I need me some Lou.
He's got to be my doubles partner, please.
Well, I guess.
Another winner, Mr. Lamorello.
obviously, if you go to the website and you go to smashfest.ca, I think you'll see. If you haven't, for those who don't know, first of all, I think we got to back up and explain a little bit of what it is, because we always assume people know. But it's just a fun night, whether you're a ping pong aficionado or not. It's all about the charities and the great, amazing people on the Smashfest team, the NHLPA staff that work with me and putting this together. We're really proud of the event. And in terms of who's coming this year, we got some great names. So I think you just gotta check out our Twitter feed, check out our social media, and get involved.
So you were going to do a slower rollout this year. So who have you announced yet? Anybody?
We've announced plenty of people. I think I just have to check my feed right now to see who we have and who we haven't. I just don't want to make a mistake.
Okay, I'm looking.
We decided this year to do it kind of on a rolling basis because kind of drum up some excitement. But what do you got in front of you?
Well, I got Derek Brassard is coming this year. There's a lot of pictures of you, which is also good. But
that's bad for business.
So there's Derek Brassard, Ryan Dezingle. You seem to have the Ottawa Senators down pat.
We've got a great contingent from the Sens. Obviously, Alex Burrows is a great supporter of the event multiple years and one of the ringer ping pong guys. I think he galvanized getting Brass back involved, although Brass is a friend and teammate as well.
Matthew Tkachuk, who had a great season last year in Calgary, he's going to be there. Boone Jenner, Sam Bennett, I'm just scrolling through. Adam Henrique is going to be there.
Excited about Adam
Henry. Oh, Sportsnet's Carolyn Cameron. How about that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Michael Latta.
Yeah.
Skinner's back in action. He's he was envying. Did you guys see that the training video of mine that was out there? I'm not sure. That's on there somewhere too.
I've not yet. I'm sure. So Connor Carrick, I see, from the Toronto Maple Leafs is going to be there. Antoine Roussel, he's also good, right?
He's pretty darn solid. I wouldn't put him in the league of Burrows and Eves yet.
Yeah. You can tell a guy's good when he doesn't call it ping pong. He calls it table tennis and gets offended if you do call it ping pong.
That's very true.
Well, we have guys that, like Aaron Ekblad came last year, and I think he thought he was, a pretty good player. And first of all, a great guy and really appreciated his support of the event. But when he got there, he got
Yeah, great guy. I really appreciated. Yeah.
when he got there and saw the guys with their own custom paddle and carrying case, I think he knew he was a bit out of his league.
Yeah. Well, it's not like golf, though. I think if you've never played it, you could probably return a ping pong ball, sorry, table tennis ball, if you're a professional athlete. But what do I know?
Nothing.
Have you been in contact with many of these Leafs players this off season? Auston Matthews, some of the younger guys. Have you had a chance to chat any of them up?
Yeah, actually, Auston was great. Nice enough to give a call and welcome me to the team, and I thought that was an incredibly nice thing to do, to reach out like that. And I think it's not lost on him that even at his young age, he's a leader of the group, and it was great to connect with him. And I told him, looking forward to getting going. So I've heard from a bunch of the guys, just reached out over text, but I really appreciate that and can't wait to meet them all and get going.
Have you been following his Instagram feed and the fashion choices? I mean, he got a huge tiger tattoo on his shoulder, which was a topic of much discussion around these parts. He's been wearing like leopard skin shorts. I mean, he's a young guy. I guess he can get away with that, but I guess that probably did not enter the discussion.
We didn't cover that yet, but maybe we will. Although, in the summer, I think guys take the opportunity when they're out of their suits to maybe be a little bit more creative. So I can't fault anybody for that.
The kids are into the fidget spinners. He's into one. He's got one. He's always walking around with a fidget spinner constantly.
That's the old team. Yeah, they're young. Young team. The game's changing. The game's changing, Dom. Have you ever played for a young captain? Who's the youngest captain you remember playing for?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Because Stamkos didn't take over till later. After St. Louis retired. Yeah, so maybe you never have, and that's question.
Ryan McDonough in relative terms,
right,
is younger. I think, there is a bit of maturity that you need to grow into the role, and sometimes you need to kind of have the responsibility, even before you're ready for it.
Yeah.
There's that line of thinking, or there's the other way where you kind of mature, and then when the time comes, you take it on. But I don't know what's right, but either way, whether you have a letter on your jersey or not, and that goes for every player on the team, and regardless of your age, you got to lead in your own way and be yourself.
And I was, that leads into Auston Matthews. It's interesting that he takes it upon himself to give you a call and welcome you to the team. But, I mean, it would be unprecedented, here in Toronto, really, a 19-year-old captain, right?
Yeah, for sure. But, like I said, we've got leadership probably, I haven't met all the guys yet, but it's a great group, a great character group. I think it shows by the way the team plays night in, night out. And so everyone will bring that leadership in one shape or form.
Smash Fest, it's on Thursday at Steam Whistle, coming up July the 20th. Smashfest.ca is the website. You can follow them at Twitter, and you can keep getting the announcements of players that are going to be making the trip. We will keep ourselves posted. Thanks, Dom.
Guys, thanks for the support of the event.